Spreadsheets are making their debut.
Next week, I will be here on the Williamsburg Ridge running the Williamsburg Bridge Marathon, a race of unknown distance between 10 and 40 miles long. So how does that work? Well, at some point during the race, they're going to announce how long the race actually is. If it's a 10-mile race, it'll come 65 minutes in. And if it's a 40-mile race, it'll come 4 hours and 20 minutes into the race. So what's my plan on racing it? I'm glad you asked, because the spreadsheets are making their debut. That's right, I played around with the numbers. The first thing I did was come up with some goal times, depending on distance. Nothing crazy, you know me, just a simple quadratic. But then the fun part comes, because you don't know how long the race is gonna be. But what you do know is that the longer you wait for the announcement, the longer you can expect the race to be. The longer you expect the race to be, the slower I expect to go. So for every minute in the race, I know how much distance I want to have run and what my current pace should be. I'm going to start out at a 9-minute 30 pace, and then after an hour, I'm going to gradually slow down until I hit 11 minutes per mile. But once the announcement comes out for how long the race is, I'm turning on the afterburners, because I will be running too slow for my goal pace. If the announcement comes out that the race is 10 miles long, I'll be around 6-7 miles into the race, and I need to run sub 5-minute miles for the rest. Doable? Not really. But if the race is 30 miles long, I'll be around 19 miles in, and I gotta drop from a 10:30 pace down to a 9:10 pace, which is pretty reasonable. Now look, am I gonna win this race? Absolutely not. There are gonna be people who run much faster than me, and it doesn't even matter if I have a good plan or not. But what I am going to do is have fun. That's what this is about. Doing crazy things with crazy people. So I'll see you there.